This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Agitavach, Agizintavach, how's everybody doing? How are you, Rabbi Yaakov? Okay, we're going to learn a question and answer in the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim is one of the classic Svarim of Lamdus on Seder Nashim, written by the author of the Ketzos HaChoshen, and he deals with the following question on the Rambam. What emerges from our sugya is that midoraisa, a woman who is an arusa, is allowed to eat truma. The reason is she's a kinyan kasbei. Why did the Rabbanan say she should not eat truma? So the Gemara says that ultimately midoraisa, she's not allowed to eat truma, either because she might feed it to her relatives, or because we're afraid of simpon. We're afraid that you might find a mum in her and nullify the kedushin retroactively, and it will come out she ate truma unlawfully. This is all according to the Mishnah Rishayna, but according to the Mishnah Achrayna, not only could she not eat truma when the time comes for marriage, but she can't even eat truma until she's nichnas l'chuppa. In other words, not only could she not eat truma when she's an arusa, she can't even eat truma when it's higia hazman for nisuin. And the reason for that is, we're still afraid of simpon. Meaning, in the world of the Mishnah Rishayna, the reason we don't allow a woman who's an arusa to eat truma, that's either because of ula, because she might feed the truma to her relatives, or because of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that simpon. But everybody agrees that the reason for the Mishnah Achrayna, the reason why she can't eat truma until she's nichnas l'chuppa, everybody agrees the reason for that is because of simpon. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Fine. The question is, the Rambam in Parak Vav of Hilchos Truma, Avnei Miluim, in the beginning of Siman Tazayin, writes that a Yisraelis that marries a Kohen, even a ketana who's 3 years old, she could eat truma, she could eat the chaz and the sheik, and midday raisa, she is even allowed to eat truma from erasin, but the chachamim asered until she enters the chuppah. Why? She might feed truma to her brother and her sister when she's in arusa. So the Avnei Miluim asks the following question, because if you look in our sugya, in Ksubas, the Gemara says, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, he gives man v'loy nisay oichles mishalay. The Gemara says, Ula said that Arusa should be able to eat truma. The reason she can't is she might feed it to her siblings. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, because of simpain. So the Gemara asks, if so, nichnas alechub l'nivla also? There, no, that's not a problem. She checks. Okay. The Gemara then says, this is all good according to the Mishnah Rishayna, but according to the Mishnah Achrayna, why is she not allowed to eat truma? The Gemara says, Ula would say the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna is Shamayim Zegulu Kais. The reason for the Mishnah Achrayna is because of Simpain. But Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, are they both because of Simpain? The Gemara says, yes. The Mishnah Rishayna would rely on Bedikas Chutz, and the Mishnah Achrayna not. But the conclusion is that according to the Mishnah Achrayna, the reason why a woman cannot eat truma until she's nechnas l'chuppa is not because of it's not because we're afraid she's going to serve truma to her siblings. At the end of the day, the reason she can't eat truma is because of simpain. Because if it's because of Shema Yumzul Kais, then she'd be allowed to eat truma mishigei hazman, because you're miyachid makayim. So meaning, at the end of the day, Ula and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, they only argue in the Mishnah Rishayna. But in the Mishnah Achrayna, everybody agrees the reason why a woman can't eat truma until chuppa is because of simpain. So why did the Rambam say that the reason why a woman is not allowed to eat truma as an arusa is because of Shama Yimzu Gulai Kais? That's not the reason. The reason ultimately is because of Simpain. This is Akasha, the Beis Shmuel asks on the Rambam. The Pnei Yeshua says something very interesting, that even though our sugya concludes that the reason because of Simpain, but elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara does stick with the reason of Shema Yimzugla Kais Beves La'achia Ula'achaisa. But this is the Kasha on the Rambam. Why the Rambam give an answer that doesn't stand L'maskana? So the Avnei Miluim gives the following answer, and this is just a brief thought. Usually we have this shir on Sunday, but tomorrow there's an event in the yeshiva. Anyway, the Avnei Miluim says as follows. The din, that if a woman has a mum, it's not a good kedushin. Is that a din da'iraisa? Is that a din drabanan? And is it a din vadai, or is it a din safek? So let's explore this. Says Avnei Miluim that... can't hear audio. Ayve. So says Avnei Miluim, the reason is because, says Avnei Miluim, that if you look in Tosfos and Hamadir, Devei Hamaschal Amanah She'ein Olah Nedarim, Tosfos writes, Teimalari, why my area Amanas Afilu Stam Nami? What does that mean? Why is there only an issue with a mum if somebody makes a stipulation, even if he just marries her stam? Because doesn't the Gemara say that you're not a woman who's an arusa can't eat truma because of simpain? So why is it only an issue when you marry a woman almanas? Shouldn't there be an issue even if you marry her stam? So Taisa says, it's true that there's simpain even if you marry her stam, and she wouldn't be able to eat truma, but she would need a get midrabanan or midaraisa misafik. Which means like this. Again, the question is, why did the Rambam say at the end of the day that a woman who's narusa can't eat truma because of shema yimzugulay kais, but the Gemara says that that's an opinion in the Mishnah Rishayna. But according to the Mishnah Achrayna, everybody agrees it's because of simpain. Now we're bringing in the Svara of Tosfos, that if you marry a woman stam and they're mumen, even though it's mevatel the kedushin, it could be you need a get midrabanan or midaraisa misafik. The Rambam says that if you marry a woman stam and she has a mum, so you're married misafik. The Rambam says that even though the Gemara says you don't need a ksuba, but you need a get. The bottom line is, says Avnei Miluim, Mevur Mizad, the Kitsha V'Kintza Stam, it's a Safek Kedushin. Because we're not sure. Maybe you would be okay if she has these Mumen. Maybe not. Okay, so that's the first thing. If somebody marries a woman and she has Mumen, even though the Kedushin is Batal, but you might need to get either Misafek or Midrabanan. What's the halacha about truma b'zman hazeh? An androgynous kohen who marries a bas Yisrael, could he be machal her b'truma? So the Gemara says he could be machal her b'truma, he cannot be machal her in the chaz of a sheik. Why? Chaz of a sheik is dairaisa, so misafek he can't be machal her. Truma is midrabanan. Truma b'zman hazeh is drabanan. So since truma b'zman hazeh is drabanan, and he's a safek ish, so he could be meichel her b'truma b'zman hazeh. Now, when Rav Shmuel ben Rabbi Huda holds that we're worried about simpain, he has to be going. He's going in the shita of Rabba and Rav Chizda, that if you marry a woman stam and she has mumen, you only need a get midrabanan. But it can't be that misafek, it's not a safek. So because we're afraid, maybe you're going to have simpain. And if according to Rava, who holds that you need to get misafek, so it's a safek marriage, she'd be allowed to eat truma b'zman hazeh. Listen carefully. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda holds that the reason why a woman can't eat truma is because we're worried about simpain. But what do you mean we're worried about simpain? If the only reason, if you find a mum under those circumstances, and you only need to get midrabanan, if the reason is that according to Rabban Rav Chisda, you need to get midrabanan, the midiraisa, it's not a suffix. So then, if it's not a suffix, even midiraisa, so we're worried that maybe there's a simpine, and therefore you would not be allowed to eat truma. But according to Rava, who holds you need to get midrabanan, so it's the whole thing is a suffix. So then you'd be allowed to eat truma bizman hazeh. So listen to this. Therefore, says Avdei Milum, accordingly, we hold truma bizman hazeh drabanan, like the Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumos, and we hold like Rava that you need to get misafek, like the Rambam says. So according to the Mishnah Achrayna, you can't say the reason is because of simpain. Why? Because even if you find a simpain, she would be married misafek. Because we hold like Rava, what's Rava Shita? That she needs to get misafek. So machlokes, Rav and Rav Chisda say you need to get midrabanan. So therefore, we're choshesh for simpain. According to Rava, it's not even midiraisa. There's no safek. So since there's no safek midiraisa, we're worried about simpain. We're worried about her eating chuma even bizman hazeh. Mashen Kane, according to Rava, we wouldn't be worried about eating truma bizman hazeh because you only need to get midrabanan. So if you only need to get midrabanan, so then, meaning if you say, like Rabba and Rav Chisda, where they hold you need to get midrabanan, but midiraisa, it's not a suffix, so we're worried about simpain. We're worried that midiraisa, there's no suffix at all. So we're worried about eating chuma even zman hazeh. But according to Rava, you need to get me suffix dairaisa. So then you wouldn't be able to eat chuma, according to Rava. According to Rava, you would be allowed to eat chuma bizman hazeh. According to Rabban Rav Chisda, Kansa Stam V'nim Tzuba Mumin, where you need a get midrabanan, but midiraisa, it's not even a suffix. You don't even need a get at all. You only need a get midrabanan. So we're worried. Shema yimtza simpain. According to Rava, she could eat truma. So says the Avnei Miluim, since Lamaisa we hold truma bizman hazeh is midrabanan, and it's a suffix kedushin, it would not be a problem. So at the end of the day, says the Avnei Miluim, the answer why, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, by higia zman, you can't eat truma, it's only because shema yimzog le'achia ul'achaysa. That's how the Avnei Miluim sets it up. In other words, the reason why the Rambam holds, at the end of the day, we need shema yimzog le'achaysa, is because simpain doesn't stand bizman hazeh. Because since it would be a suffix, and truma bizman hazeh is drabanan, it would be a suffix drabanan, and truma would not be an issue at all. That's how the Avnei Miluim understands it. And that's just the thought on the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Nun Ches. Thank you, Yaakov, for joining. Sorry about the sound in the beginning. And have a good Tavach. Shkoyach. Okay, Kalta.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.